I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the new Rose of Kerry, Kelsey McCarthy, who is representing the Skellig Coast community at the Rose of Kerry Awards last night, Rose of Kerry Night, I should say, in the Clarny Heights Hotel last night. Kelsey, good morning to you and congratulations, first of all.
Good morning, thank you so much.
You must be absolutely delighted. Tell me how you got involved, first of all, in all of this, how you went forward. You're 21 years of age, I understand.
I'm 21, yes, I'm 22 in June. I suppose I was lucky we had the local selection in Filemore Community Centre, and it was a great opportunity to get involved. There was 15 of us on the night. I think a lot of people who wouldn't have gone for the Kerry selection thought, if I can do it at home, maybe then I can think about going further. It got everyone involved in the community. It was a lovely fundraiser for the Skellig Stars. Ryan Griffin, one of our Skellig Stars, he's going to Berlin this year for the Special Olympics. So it was a fantastic opportunity, really, just to fundraise for him. And I suppose on the night, went well, and here I am.
How did you get on with Dahi last night? He was comparing,
oh,
I understand.
Brilliant. He's great. He's fantastic. Yeah, he was wearing a gorgeous suit and snazzy, glittery shoes.
That's probably a sign of what he'll do for the Rose of Tralee this year. Listen, look, what did you think on the night itself, seeing the other contestants, did you have any hope that perhaps maybe you would make it?
To be honest, there was absolutely unbelievable girls with me. Like, we really have made the best friends for the last couple of weeks. We've been doing different activities, we've really got to know each other, we just get on so well. There's not one bit of hostility with anyone. I think no matter who won, we would have been just absolutely beaming for them. I definitely didn't maybe consider myself so early, because there was such a high criteria of girls. I thought definitely the judges had a difficult decision. It could have been anyone. I was in shock.
Well, listen, brilliant stuff. Look, you're into music. You're also a very good singer. You've sung for President Michael D. Higgins, is that right?
I have, yes. I've sang for Michael D. in the past, yes. He came to a premiere for a film that I was narrating and singing in, The Uncountable Laughter of the Sea. So I had the opportunity to sing for him in Tralee a couple of years ago. So,
oh, brilliant.
I never lived that one down.
And what was it like being involved in that film?
It was amazing. It was set all around Kerry. Myself and Father Padraig O'Finacha were narrating in the film, just kind of talking through life. It's, I suppose, a visual hymn is what it's described as.
Yes, yeah.
The scenery in Kerry that you could get, and a kind of an old voice and a young voice in comparing. So it was really gorgeous.
That was brilliant. Yeah, Patrick Brendan O'Neill directing that one, and Paris Kane as well. That was an unbelievable movie. So that was a real experience for you along the lines of that, and that's what got you before Michael. Did that help you last night with the nerves of being on stage, that sort of performing?
I don't know if the nerves will ever go for the stage. It was definitely maybe a little bit less nerve-wracking than singing for the president, but it was definitely up there.
Yeah. And listen, what's the reaction been like at home?
Oh, surreal. I'd say I'll have to set aside 3 hours to get back to everyone at the moment.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the celebrations that'll be there when I go home. Everyone's wondering what time I'll be down, so I'll have to hit the road, I'd say.
You will. You certainly will. Now, listen, you're in UCG, is that right?
I'm in University of Galway.
University
yes.
of Galway, yes. And you're doing a degree in podiatric medicine.
Podiatric medicine, yeah. So I'm studying podiatry at the moment. It's a 4-year course. I'm just after finishing my 3rd year.
Okay, brilliant. So you're well on the road in relation to that. A caller gets in touch, says huge congratulations to Kelsey from all in Carrigsaveen. She played guitar and sang beautifully last night. She's doing South Kerry and Kerry proud.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd say when I won the local selection, everyone at home was just, I felt like I'd already won in the Dome, so I can't imagine what I'll be going home to.
Yeah, and listen, you're going to be in it now. You're in it now for the actual Rose of Tralee, so you have an exciting summer ahead, Kelsey.
Oh, I'd say I'll be absolutely jam-packed. There'll be no summer job for me. This will be as much of a job as I can get.
This will be your job. The Rose of Kerry is your job for the summer. Kelsey, listen, look, well done. And congratulations, and well done to everyone involved in that last night. And look, the best of luck to you. Do you think you could do it? The Kerry Rose will make the breakthrough and be the Rose of Tralee.
Absolutely. We have to have a winning Kerry Rose.
Brilliant. Listen, that sounds good. You're confident. I like the confidence. Kelsey, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for talking to us, and well done again.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Great stuff. That's Kelsey McCarthy there. The new Kerry Rose as selected last night at the Heights Hotel in Killarney. Our own Kaya Flynn here, who does sound on this programme, works here on Radio Kerry. She was one of the contestants last night, did a brilliant job. Well done to her as well for getting involved in that. If you have a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the show on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us. Huge congratulations to Kelsey Lang McCarthy, the Skellig Coast Community Rose, who won last night, selected as the Kerry Rose 2023. Well done from all in Cahir Savine and the Skellig Coast, says a listener. So there you go.